This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With your calls and thoughts, welcome as we launch into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but if you're just tuning in, we've been kind of talking about sex-related topics tonight, starting out with prostitution crackdowns on a new website that is kind of taking the place of Backpage, which has been shut down. Plus, also, generally, just that led to a conversation about prostitution and the illegality of it, and now further into a discussion about what they call, quote, orgasmic meditation. And whether it involves that, I don't know, but there we started with a story from Zero Hedge and got into a personal story written over at womenshealthmag.com by a woman who decided she was going to go try this. And the first part for her involved going to a class where the orgasmic meditation technique was demonstrated in front of the class.
That makes sense. You got to ease into this kind of thing.
Yeah, and there was, you know, a lot of discussion about going from orgasm 1.0 to orgasm 2.0, which they explained here, according to Women's Health Mag, is a state of involuntary, or they said an orgasm is any state of involuntary muscular contraction, and women are wired to have expansive orgasms for an extended period of time. Climax, on the other hand, is a male-centered standard that our society has imposed upon women, where you reach the peak and then go back down. They say women's orgasm should be more like a roller coaster. The author here says she was a little skeptical of the idea that women have been unknowingly orgasming like dudes all this time, but I could get on board with challenging this wham-bam-thank-you-ma'am approach of getting off. Too many of my hookups, she says, have involved performance pressure for both parties and little communication about what's actually working. Was that a surprise? Like, you're together with somebody who you don't know,
right?
And that person's not good at communicating, and you may or may not see them again after this.
Practice makes perfect, people. Yeah. You know, the first few times probably aren't going to be the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just lying there, she says, with no job to do but give my partner honest feedback, and knowing that he welcomed this feedback because it was part of the practice, sounded like a relief. That was easier said than done, however. She says, after class, we all had the chance to mingle, and to my surprise, several students already asked me if I'd like to OM, orgasmic meditate. I was a little nervous about having strangers touch me, but also very turned on by the demonstration. I accepted the invitation of the man who had talked about being unable to orgasm with a partner. So now this is interesting, because it sounded, when we were reading the Zero Hedge article before, like you would go into this place and they have these professionals who would, you know, perform this upon you.
That's what that article sounded like.
Yes. Right, but here they're saying that the people who are in the class are just kind of talking to one another and mingling and just inquiring with one another, hey, would you like to do this? Can I, you know, perform this on you? So that, it almost sounds like people within the class are interacting with each other.
That may be the difference between, like, the introductory class sessions versus the professional tiered, annual membership type of thing.
Because, as she goes on to say, they ended up leaving together to go and do this.
Yeah.
So they just kind of learned the basics and then went off on their own. She says, since my place was pretty far from where the class was and he felt his was too messy, we got creative and used an app that lets you rent out an office for a short period of time. Desperate times, she says.
That seems to be like a uniquely San Francisco thing.
I bet you those exist in more cities around the country. There are these workspaces where you can rent out, an office for weeks or months. I imagine they have hourly offices.
I don't know how popular that would be. That seems to be like one of those things that exist within the San Francisco tech culture.
Could be.
More popular than any place else.
I think it probably started in San Francisco, but I remember we read this about one of these companies. I forget the name of them, but there's a company that has these types of offices in a lot of different places. It's just sort of the world we live in now. I mean, if you've got a company, but you don't need to have offices all the time, except, you know, once a month or something when, you know, the boss comes from another location, you need a place to meet up, then you just use one of these. It's a big money saver in that case. So going on here, she says, we stopped at Walgreens before heading there and got the towels and lube. As you do, she says. When we arrived to the office,
you do.
When we arrived to the office space, he put some pillows from a couch in the office on the floor, and I took my pants off and lay down on the floor. To ease our nerves, we told each other stories about the first time we both orgasmed with partners. Afterward, the fact that I was naked from the waist down didn't bother me so much. I felt close to him, though I was still very aware we only had the room for an hour, and there was a security guard in the hallway, potentially listening in.
And they had just met a few hours earlier.
Right. The emotional intensity of the situation made my body feel heightened. I actually gasped as he put his thumb inside wherever, I'm not going to say. The stroking ranged from pleasurable to uncomfortable. I wasn't used to anyone lifting and touching directly. I'm leaving out certain words. At the same time, there was no pressure to perform, no exaggerated moans, no sexy faces, and no fake orgasms necessary. It was the first sexual interaction where I didn't feel like it was my duty to turn the guy on. But I had trouble letting go of my go-for-the-O mindset. A few minutes in, it started to feel so good that it was difficult to move, make any noise, or even think. And I panicked. Does this mean I'm going to orgasm? He probably wants me to, I thought. Maybe he's wondering why I'm being so quiet. So I started holding my breath and clenching my muscles in the way that usually brings me over the edge. But it just took me out of the moment. After the prescribed amount of time, even though OMing felt great, orgasm 1.0 and orgasm 2.0 both remained elusive. Afterward, my OM partner and I took a walk and discussed everything from our sexual fantasies to our body image insecurities. We also talked matter-of-factly about the way my parts were shaped and how he stroked it. Somehow, it wasn't awkward at all, she says. Maybe that's because there was no expectation that we were ever going to date or have sex. It was kind of like two people who hit tennis balls together, giving each other feedback on form. Weeks later, she says, I talked to OneTaste founder, Nicole Dadone. She told me that this quieting of the mind is actually the goal of orgasmic meditation, which is why they call it meditation, I presume. Yeah. She says, when we try to climax, we lose what we're really after. She says, apparently, I've got some learning to do. But I'm not beating myself up over it. In fact, that would go against the whole philosophy of OneTaste. The teachers emphasize that each OM is about the journey, not the destination. As far as my sex life goes, I'm pretty satisfied with orgasm 1.0, but in the metaphorical sense, we could all use a bit more orgasm 2.0 in our lives. So that's the review there from one lady who decided to go.
Doesn't sound all that bad.
And she did sound like just the intro class, so she never actually had one of their professionals perform upon her. So kind of interesting. Let's go to...
So they call this prostitution.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it's not. It's an interesting therapy to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Vaginatarian, who is on our Discord call-in lines from Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is great. I love this chick going out to try it for a first time, and I like that there's a company like this. I wish it wasn't as creepy as it sounds, this one in San Francisco, because I think it's something that we are definitely missing from society. Like, it's going directly into how sexually repressed Americans are, how ignorant of their own orgasms women are, and just how partners can benefit from something like this across the spectrum, like straight, gay, you name it. People just don't explore this side of their sexual beings to speak so much. So
they're not supposed to have it. I mean, they're repressed.
Yeah,
they're told not to. They're told it's bad. They're told sex is bad.
Especially
unless
before marriage.
Unless it's with marriage, and then it's totally fine. Do whatever.
Procreation.
Right. I feel like I grew up in a pretty open-minded household, despite being a Catholic household. We're still pretty open-minded. And I feel like my sexual exploration still took a really long time, even with that openness and understanding and everything like that. So I think it's just something that people don't even notice is around in their day-to-day lives. Nobody thinks of something like this. Nobody would ever think to go try it. People would be terrified to try. I'm impressed that this woman decided to go do it and then publish it in a women's magazine, to be honest.
Well, a lot of times these authors will do things that they wouldn't otherwise do for the purpose of getting their story read and, you know, that sort of thing.
Or handed to them by the editor. I've got a lead for you. I want you to look into this orgasmic meditation thing.
That's a fair point. Ben Greenfield, he did a thing for Men's Health magazine where he tried every single suggested item or pill or what have you in order to increase his stamina. And it was like a 3-month thing.
That sounds horrible. All these pills.
Yeah, that sounds...
Who knows what in them.
Yeah, God knows.
Vaginitarian, I don't know if you had more, but good points. If you do want to say, you're welcome to. Otherwise, thank you for that. We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio. You don't have to talk about prostitution to get on with us. You can bring up anything that you want, although prostitution has sort of been the overarching topic here tonight. Sexuality in general, orgasmic meditation, we just talked about this. Some are saying that's prostitution. I think we all kind of agreed together that it doesn't really fit
the common definition, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up in June, just before the official start of the summer, June 13th through the 18th, you can join us over at ForkFest 2019. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is a beautiful location to be, but the people are, of course, part of the main reason you want to come out. Hang out with other libertarians and voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists at ForkFest 2019. It's the third year of the event. It's decentralized, meaning there's nobody who's in charge. You are in charge of your own experience. Do you just want to come camp out, you know, do the camping thing, have a campfire, hang out around the, you know, hang around, party with people, whatever? You can do that, but if you want to throw a party, if you want to put on a poker game, if you want to put on a play or a musical event or a speaker series, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to create for other people to do, you're welcome to do that. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. So just go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event, and you probably can book your campsite as soon as you get around to it over at Rogers Campground. The link is there on the ForkFest website. So go to ForkFest.party. There's also a link to the Telegram chat room and ForkFest forum where you can connect in advance with other people. So, like, maybe you want some help doing the thing that you want to do. Just put it out there. Say, hey, I've got this idea. I want to do this. Does anybody else want to help out? And you might be surprised at who else shows an interest.
I like that. It's liberty-loving anarchists.
Yes.
Distinguish between.
From the ANCOMs. ForkFest.party. We go to your calls and thoughts. Wikawea is calling from England on the Discord chat. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, yeah. Sorry to break up the...
Are people having a fight in the background? What's going on back there?
It's pretty late for whatever the hell is going on back there.
I'm in a McDonald's, I don't know. I can't really hear because I've got my earphones in.
That's all right.
Go ahead. But you screen your calls now, then?
No, we've always screened our calls.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of screening on Free Talk Live. We're sort of the most basic level of screening you can get. I mean, when you called, I asked you your name, where you were calling from, and what you wanted to talk about. And, normally I don't want everybody to explain what they want to talk about. Just usually one word's good enough.
A topic.
So I wrote down pro-death for your topic. Go ahead.
I thought you were doing it just because there were more trolls nowadays.
We've always done that.
So, Mark, the lives of the low IQ liberal fetuses are worth less than the conservative fetuses or the libertarian fetuses?
Well, if they want to commit genocide on themselves, why should I care?
But they're not doing it to themselves. The victim and the perpetrator are two separate individuals.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
We're talking about abortion here, right?
Right. We're talking about abortion, and, at some point or another, I just decided I'm going to stop caring about this particular issue. And one of the reasons is that it's not going to affect me in my life. People who use, these services are significantly more likely to be poor. They're significantly more likely to be liberal in that sense that they're going to vote for more government programs, more government intervention. They're more likely to have low IQs, and it's just the definition of an unwanted child. Who wants unwanted child means an adult with all kinds of emotional problems. So, yeah, I just decided I'm going to stop caring.
Right. Okay. Well, not caring, I guess, is not exactly the same thing as being pro death. But, because your view right before that was that you were pro-life, and this, to me, it seems like a contradiction, because the point in being pro-life isn't that they were going to be high IQ babies or something. It was because for the sake of protecting the life.
I will go on record as saying this, that we have problems on this planet that are population based. Not saying that these problems can't be surmounted potentially and that there's plenty of solutions and stuff like that. I'm just saying that there are problems that are population based. And if we wanted to solve some of these population based problems, that requires a certain culling of the population, whether it's done through people being sterilized, or whether it's done through abortions as birth control, or whether it's done by just walking them into the culling chamber, as it were, whatever it might be. That would be, those are the things that they're going to do if you're going to choose to do that. I'm just saying, if people are going to look at population-based problems, these are the solutions. Is they're very hard issues to deal with, and you got to have guts to talk about this stuff. If you're going to get rid of a certain segment of the population, shouldn't it be the low IQ people?
Thanks for the call tonight, Wikawea. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Richie, and Mark.
The Secretary of Fatherland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, is stepping down. She's quitting.
Okay.
Now, one thing about the Department of Fatherland Security, the United States Department of Homeland Security, okay, they include a lot of stuff. By the way, Border Patrol agents and ICE agents are also perfectly free at any time to turn in their badges,
mm-hmm.
correct?
That's true. They could.
Oh, yeah. They can do that, so it's their fault when
they wanted to have a conscience, that's what they could do.
Yeah. Now, I just want to take this opportunity to bring up another observation, though. The United States Citizenship and Information and Immigration Service, USCIS.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the local office, and you got to go through the metal detector of security. The United States Department of Homeland Security uses private rent-a-cops for security.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So just
that's revealing.
Yep. I just wanted to bring that up.
I think the suggestion there, let me just add to that, it seems to me like, the unspoken message is, we don't trust our own people enough to do this. We don't trust that we know what we're doing as far as security. We need to hire professionals, people in the marketplace, to protect our Department of Homeland Security offices.
Well, it's also like a combination of locked rooms and police departments, right?
Mm-hmm.
They work for an outside company, and as employees of an outside company, the state gets to require them to be licensed. Oh, by the way, so mm-hmm. here you have federal land. If they were federal employees, as far as being licensed to be security guards and licensed to carry firearms and all that stuff, they wouldn't have to be licensed by the state that they're working in. But because they're not federal employees and they're working for a private company, they don't have the federal immunity from state laws like that. So they have to get licenses for all of that stuff to be a licensed gun-carrying security guard from the
state.
Are
you suggesting that it's easier to go after them for malice or
I don't know, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's saying there. Thanks for the call, Tom, and I want to wait to find out. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever it is that you want here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Whether it's sex, immigration, Department of Homeland Security, you decide here. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Also, the on-air call-in lines on our Discord server are open for you as well. Discord.lrn.fm.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. The United States has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya. They're there to help local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms open and available to you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on in there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Another way you can do that is via our forum at forum.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over there, and you can have more organized discussions as opposed to the Discord, which is more of a, you know, real-time chat. So check that out at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, gives a whole new meaning to I want your business.
Later?
Yeah, please. Gotta do it. It's kind of funny, after you've been doing this for however long it's been, the ads that played while I was on hold had a whole new meaning, and I wrote a few of them down. Without privacy, there really is no security. Learn the exit strategy. American nationals are doing it. Watch our online webinars and mind-blowing videos. And
that's funny.
Let my passion create your wealth. Oh man! Oh, and let's not forget the news that plays on hold for those of us. Spread liberty. Who is she? Spread liberty with a smile.
that what she's calling
it. I abhor that disgusting smell every time I walk by. Well, that's the onion. I abhor that disgusting smell every time I walk by. And
so you're referring to some of the things that some radio listeners might be able to hear, but others may only be hearing if they're on the whole
feed. Pretty much LRN.FM would be a way to hear it all.
Anyway, go ahead, David. Was that what you were calling about tonight, was to riff on our commercials?
It's funny.
It is cute.
You hijacked what I wanted to talk about because you gave me too many new ideas, so I'm going with that. And the Onion had one more. It had some guy, radio-friendly phraseology, touching himself to see the tapes, downloading one pixel at a time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was doing it all wrong. All these years, I was just doing straight-out massage. I was marketing myself wrong. I should have been marketing myself in a way that what could I make? 60,000 per year, 6,000 per year.
That was
per
the
customer?
Annual. More than that, if you service more than one customer, because that was the customer rate for an annual membership.
Of the one, what was it? One
taste.
Taste. That's what it was. In San Francisco, in New York.
But
apparently, Texas.
Being serious for a second, the guys, you should be. Well, I guess it goes. Doesn't matter what sex you are. If you give your partners good massages, I don't mean fake massages that mm-hmm. leads in 2 minutes to something else. I mean real massages. It's basically what ends up being what you're talking about. So try it. It works.
Good advice, David. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. What if your partner's a robot?
Oh no.
You don't have to give them a massage.
That's true. And there's a story here from ZDNet, which is one of the tech websites out there. Robot love, why romance with machines is a foregone conclusion. And this is something that on occasion we've been talking about on Free Talk Live, is the level of robotic involvement in people's workplaces. Certainly we've seen robots taking over ordering. Mark, you and I were at a McDonald's, I think, within the last year, where we got to try the little screen thing. You can punching your order on. And
I just seen a video of how to get a free burger using that machine.
Really?
Yeah. Some Australian dude did it. Like they ordered 10 burgers and then went to the customization part and removed the meat. And so you order 10 burgers, it's like a dollar per burger, but they credit you $1.10 for removing the patty. So then they're in the negative, and then they order the 11th burger, and the total comes out free. And then they get a bag of, like, 10 empty burgers and one good burger for nothing.
You got to love people who figure out how to work this system.
Well, it reminded me of, what were they called, griefers or something? The people that did the freakers, the phones?
Phone freaks?
Oh, yeah.
Phones back in the day where they would get free phone calls.
And that sort of thing. Up speakers to the phone, make play tones, and get, like, basically it's
free long
tricks distance. Tricks the phone into thinking someone put a quarter in, basically.
So, I mean, if you create a system.
You can't do that anymore, kids, by the way, just so you know.
I don't know that you could find a payphone, kids.
Every now and then you can find them.
Right, don't touch
it. 50 cents a minute.
Don't touch it, it's dirty.
Yeah.
But you make a system, and you leave it to the smart folks on the internet, and they're going to figure out some way to exploit that system.
You sure are. So one of the big robotic stories of 2018, at least in the mainstream press, was the arrival of multiple sex robots on the market. Most of these take a female form. Anthropomorphic fantasies like Cynthia Amatus's Samantha and Realbotix's Harmony, which have raised eyebrows and prompted international coverage, spurred in no small part by boisterous founders and burgeoning rivalries.
Putting prostitutes out of business.
Well, that's a question here. Robot, and will it put girlfriends and boyfriends out of business? Robot brothels, meanwhile, have popped up in Toronto and Paris, and another was barred from doing business in Houston. We reported on that one last year. Pontificators have pontificated about whether this is a good thing or a sign of society on the skids, and how much of this criticism has, rightly, in my opinion, writes the author at ZDNet, focused on how these robots represent women, both in appearance and as passive objects of desire. Almost like clockwork, male robots with bionic penises are now on the way. This was inevitable, of course. The sex tech industry is worth $30 billion, and sex has long been a driver of technological innovation. From King Edward VII's kinky sex chair, didn't know that was a thing, and network-connected sex toys with serious security flaws, to these new forms of participatory virtual reality pornography.
King. That's one area that intrigues me. The long-distance sex toys.
Yeah, Edward. They have those. They've had them for a while. The current
sex chair.
The current spate of let us know what you find there, Mark. The current spate of sex robots are just that, devices for fantasy fulfillment and physical pleasure. And the technology, frankly, isn't that much more compelling than non-robotic sex dolls. But a day is no doubt coming when a robot will leap across the uncanny valley and pass muster as a thinking and thoughtful companion. We often use words like love and obsess to describe our connection with gadgets. But from a human standpoint, is it even possible to love a machine in the same way that we can love another person? A body of literature on the subject is emerging from the fields of behavioral science and human-robot interaction. A book by David Levy called Love and Sex with Robots deeply and convincingly explores the subject. In 2015, Elizabeth Phillips, Ph.D., at the Department of Behavioral Sciences and Leadership in the Warfighter Effectiveness Research Center at the U.S. Air Force Academy, that's a mouthful, gave a talk on robot intimacy at Orlando Nerd Night and the Smithsonian's Future is Here Festival in D.C. that drew in part on Levy's book and remains the smartest, concise exploration of the subject I've heard. Professor Phillips argues there will be an inevitable leap to love and sex with robots, but to understand why, we have to understand how humans form relationships with people and how they fall in love.
I almost want to call it a mental deficiency.
The idea of being with a robot?
No, falling in love with a robot.
How about love?
Maybe, but I've seen too many like one-off articles of, you know, the people that love their, you know, love the grass and, you know, the earth, you know, the they want to have sex with the earth.
I've seen a few of these, yeah.
I really fell in love with my car, and you know,
Looney Tunes.
It seems Looney Tunes, but that's why I'm saying I want to say falling in love with another, you know, a robot would fall into that sort of category.
But if love is a chemical reaction in the brain, mm-hmm, right?
Sure.
And you put 8 billion of the most successful primates on the planet here, there's bound to be some percentage of them that have some kind of, you know, wrong chemical reaction at the wrong time and fall in love with the banister at their house.
Got it.
But in this case, we're not talking about, you know, Rosie the maid robot from the Jetsons. We're talking about a robot that will be convincingly human-like. That's what we're discussing here. Not,
okay,
you know, not some bucket of bolts, but something that is, at first glance, and maybe even after several questions of conversation, passably human.
Okay.
That's what they're talking about. One that could actually, in theory, replace a human.
Still not a human, though.
This is the realm of attachment theory, first conceived to describe the relationship with infants and one primary caregiver. The theory holds that there's an evolutionary advantage for human infants to attach to a caregiver early in life for comfort and security. Notably, attachment does not have to be reciprocal, though it can be. So we'll talk a little bit more about the reasons people fall in love and what that has to do with robots in the future here. And, you know, mix this in with a conversation about prostitution, and this, you know, the whole sex relationship for humans is on the cusp of some major changes here.
Absolutely.
Maybe for the worse, maybe for the better. I don't know.
You'd like to hang out with Penn Jillette. He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time here. If you want to comment on robots. Love. Is this, it may not be a thing for most people yet, but is it on the horizon for the very somewhat near future? With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
ZDNet's author, his name is Greg Nichols, for their robotics section, says it's a foregone conclusion, in fact. And he's talking about the attachment theory. Says it.
Don't you think there's a certain, like, plethora of breathless anticipation on the internet of robot ladies?
What do you mean?
I think that...
That people are waiting for this?
That people really sort of... that there's a lot of sort of animosity.
Nerdy, geeky guys who have trouble getting women
mm-hmm.
are probably looking forward to this more than the job.
And that's going to drive some development, right? There's going to be money behind this.
Development and sales, I would assume.
Right.
Yeah, and I just think that there's, you know, on Free Talk Live, we talk about this all the time, and why?
Not
why
all the time,
why this topic here. And not other topics?
We've talked about several topics tonight.
I know. I'm saying, look, there's lots of topics that Free Talk Live never broaches. We never talk about how to make a good souffle.
True. That's true.
Right. But we have multiple
times.
Not
everyone wants to make a souffle, but almost everybody wants to have a loving relationship with another human being, unless they're a psychopath.
But not, or a, not robot. A human being. And not a robot, and I would guess, just guessing here, that the people who are most anticipatory towards this, the you know, that 10% of the population that is most interested in mm-hmm. this is almost exclusively male. Like, 80, 20... 90-10?
Yeah, whether they want to have a male robot or a female robot is the other question. But
I'm just curious as to why that is. Like, what's the reason for that? Why do we talk about this so much? What's interesting about this topic? And I'm not saying it's not interesting, Ian. I'm asking you, why is it interesting?
Well, I think that robots generally are interesting. So, you know, the idea of robots replacing humans, we've discussed
it. They will.
In the case of recently, there was another story about a robotic coffee making station that could essentially replace 3 to 4 baristas.
Yep. Just flying through those cups of cappuccino.
Right. So we're seeing all these things. And so we've talked about a lot of the robotic advances that have been happening over the years. Since we were talking about sex, I've had this one sitting in my show prep for a few weeks. Figured it was a good time for it.
I think the stereotype that it's all male is also there. Like, I don't disagree with you, Mark. But based on the last articles that we have read about the orgasmic meditation, there's definitely a population of unsatisfied
women.
Females.
Absolutely.
That may be in the market for this sort of thing as well.
And the robot will not have a stamina issue.
Absolutely.
Not at all. The theory extends to adult relationships, which is borne out by the observation that infants who don't attach to a caregiver early have a difficult time forming interpersonal relationships. We've seen this, right, where, you know, parents who don't hug their kids, for instance, their kids kind of get messed up as a result of that. But that doesn't fully explain the mechanisms of love, the how and the why people actually fall in love with another person. That subject is the realm of a large body of social psychology research, and the general consensus is there are 10 primary reasons people fall in love. And Dr. Phillips points out this is often represented as 10 plus 1, since all of the reasons we fall in love are predicated on physical proximity to another person. The 10 reasons include things like similarity, exclusiveness, filling needs, and arousal. And then they give a list of them on a different article. The question Phillips proposes is, can robots fill the 10 plus 1 reasons for humans? There's a preponderance of reasons to believe the answer is resoundingly yes.
Yeah, I can't see why they couldn't. People ultimately, they're easy to fool. Sure.
First, there are certain times in life when attachment to people moves to attachment to items. These so-called security attachments will be familiar to parents. My kid has 2 blankets that he takes everywhere, says the author. But security attachments go beyond the Linus syndrome and extend into adulthood. Computers in particular are excellent at serving as attachment figures. They're portable, accessible, aid our exploration of the world, and offer comfort in the form of connections.
Are people actually falling in love with Siri?
I don't know, but there's a movie about that.
Her. Yep. The movie Her.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
It's pretty entertaining.
I'm just wondering,
Siri doesn't have a real, thing.
Corporeal.
It's a corporeal
shape.
Sure. So don't buy it. Consider your smartphone. Now consider a day without your smartphone after it's been lost.
That's not love.
Many people would feel... They're not saying it is.
Dependence.
That's what they're talking about. Attachment, Mark.
Okay.
Many people would feel naked, vulnerable, oddly isolated. In a word, lonely. Now consider robots.
Lonely, yes.
Phillips points out that robots are already serving comforting roles. The category of home robotics still hasn't extended far beyond robot vacuum cleaners, but in settings like hospitals and senior care facilities, there's significant experimentation around companion bots that can brighten days and lift spirits while performing basic care needs. There's also the increasing realness of robots to consider. Phillips points out we may be coming out of the uncanny valley as robotics designers make increasingly lifelike robots that feel less creepy than human simulacrums of just a couple of years ago. That means robots are becoming increasingly convincing as they pass for human.
I think it was in Japan they had Sony produced a robot companion dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was very popular there. And then
that was years ago.
Well, but in the last few years, they discontinued service for it,
mm-hmm.
and upset a lot of the customers, because then it's like, now you can't repair your service, your robot
dogs.
Right. Then it's like losing a real pet. So there's definitely an odd attachment there as well.
Right, already. Couple that with the fact that people are already demonstrating a preference for artificial relationships. Phillip cites a Japanese craze among the otaku subculture of playing dating video games, in which players establish relationships with computer characters.
What is an otaku subculture?
You'll have to look that one up. It sounds weird, but given what we know about it, but I have heard of these games, Mark. They're called dating simulations. It sounds weird, but given what we know about attachment theory, it's not that different from the Tamagotchi craze that's more familiar to people in the United States.
Wasn't that a little plastic pet?
Yeah.
It was a little egg.
The late 1990s, a little egg with a black and white screen on it, and you had to feed the thing, keep it alive.
Japanese derogatory term for people with obsessive interests.
Social acceptability is one of the reasons people fall in love. And there, too, there's a good case robot affection is in the offing. In the U.S., polling suggests that changing views of sexuality and greater permissiveness of sexual relationships that fall outside of a narrow heterosexual norm. When talking about relationships with robots, reactions are often reflexive and negative, but there's good reason to suspect that's going to change. The missing piece of all of this.
They're reflexive and negative. Everything I've ever heard about relationships with robots is like, yeah.
Well, now you pushed back earlier on it tonight. You're like, why are we talking about this?
No. I'm asking why people are so interested, because I think they are.
Right. But so your relationship, your reaction isn't negative, you're saying?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I mean, I think
I think a lot of people are going to be like, "Pah, robots," and that's a normal reaction.
There should be a biological imperative to propagate the species.
There
in
is.
Some form.
There will be a certain level of looking down on your neighbor.
Oh, certainly.
Once you find out they're in a relationship with a robot,
guaranteed,
as opposed to a human being.
They certainly would, yeah.
Like,
I will be the neighbor looking down.
Right. you couldn't get yourself a real woman, right? And then they're going to be like, yeah, well, mine's boobs won't droop after 20 years. Or
mine doesn't complain about cleaning.
Right, or whatever.
The missing piece of all this is emotional intelligence. Some sense there's an understanding other out there who gets us and reciprocates our feelings. The big question is whether we'll ever accept that robots, which we know to be artificial, can offer that comfort. But we're not as demanding or filial as strict notions of reality as we might want to think. Phillips points out that when researchers ask people who visit brothels why they go and what they get out of it, one oft-cited reason is a sense of reciprocated connection from another person. It's not that the people going to brothels believe intellectually that the sex worker they're visiting is infatuated with them. It's that it doesn't really matter, so long as the fantasy is plausibly maintained. We have emotional buttons, and even in a transparent transactional scenario, they're easily pushed. Because, again, you know they're faking it at the brothel, right? That's what you're paying them to do, purportedly.
Even when you watch adult videos, you make stuff up in your head.
Computers, of course, are becoming much more emotionally intelligent and have adopted all kinds of strategies to push our emotional buttons. Home assistants are able to respond to us with quirks of simulated personality, like the, what do they call them, the Alexas, those things?
Oh, yeah.
Home assistants says even make us chuckle with unexpected jokes or insights. More sophisticated machines like Sophia, you've seen that, the top half woman-looking robot thing that's sort of been touring around for the last couple of years.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Look her up. Have caused a stir for giving lifelike live performances that seem to exhibit improvisation and personality. Taken together, all of this points to a clear conclusion. We may be much closer to seeing human-robot affection than we realize. The number here I'm not going to give out because we're done for tonight, but I think this is an interesting topic that we're going to see more of, especially as robots become more intelligent and more able to interact convincingly as though they were humans. That's going to change a lot of human interaction, especially when it comes to relationships. I know, it's easy to poo-poo now, but just wait. We'll see.
We'll see.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out more of Richie over at The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
Thanks.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.